We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavim Ben Menachemish and Chav Yaakov Ben Perichos Eliyahu in Sanhedrin Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Continue our discussion of the Zakei Mamre, the rebellious elder. Ein Mimisen Oso Lo Beveistin Shebi'iro. We don't have him killed in the Beistin in his city, even a Beistin of 23. Velo Beveistin Shebi'avne, nor in Beistin of Yavne. That means if, let's say, between in the time period where he became a rebellious elder, the Sanhedrin was exiled. And we know he was exiled from Yerushalayim, days of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to the city of Yavne. So even though he may have rebelled against the Sanhedrin, and he had a Gemar Din, nonetheless, he's not going to be killed if the Beis Din of the Sanhedrin is sitting in Yavne. Ella, the only place we kill him is when the Beis Din HaGadol is sitting in the Lishkas HaGazes in the Beis HaMikdash. Malin also the Beis Din HaGadol from Yerushalayim, Umishamin also had a regal. In fact, we don't kill him right away. We wait till we put him in jail, and we wait until the regel, until everybody's around him. Misa noso beregel, which is on Chol HaMoed, so we publicize this at the time when everyone is ola the regel. Shedamar, because the pasuk says v'chol ha'am yishmu viro v'lo yizidunod. Everyone should hear. Everyone should be afraid. So if everyone's around, and this way they won't act in such a rebellious way, it needs to be publicized. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, who claims that, you know why you have to wait till the regel? Because you need everyone around in order to publicize it properly. If you don't there, ein ma'anin es dino shel zeh. No, we don't have inui ha'din. You don't delay the judgment of the zakein mamrin until the regel. After he's brought to Yerushalayim, then he is killed. Doesn't the pasuk say Rabbi Yehuda quoted the pasuk of v'chol ha'am ishmu v'yiro? So Rabbi Yehuda says the Brisa brings the following discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'chinemar yiru v'yiro. Does it see everybody will see and be afraid? It says everyone's going to hear about what happened to the zakein mamrin and will be afraid. So lama ma'anin dino shel zeh. Why should we delay the din? That's generally an issur. We don't try to delay the din. It's very painful. So to have it delayed, he should be killed. If he's supposed to be killed, he should be killed right away. How do we fulfill this pasuk? Very simple. You want everyone to hear about this. You kill him right away. The kosvin v'sholchin shluchin b'chalam makomos. The Mishnah continues. We write and we send out letters everywhere, or we send out messengers. Ish ploni ben ish ploni nischayev misa beveistin, because he was rebelled against the ruling of the Sanhedrin and then went back to his town to rule against them. And that way we fulfill the pasuk of v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yiro. That's Rabbi Yehuda's argument. We follow Rabbi Akiva, however, that we would kill the zakein mamre on the regel. The Gemara brings a brisa daf peches on the base that the din of zakein mamre is very chamur in the sense that even if Beis Din wants to give him wants to be mochel, because they're the subjects of this embarrassment, so maybe they want to be mochelim, they don't have the right to do so. So we're not marbe machlokas be Israel. This is very important to put him to death so that we avoid this problem in the future. It could lead to great conflict in halacha. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah. Hey, we speak about the Navi Sheker. Navi HaSheker, who is that? Who is the false prophet? Hamas Nabe Al Ma Shelo Shama. Here is someone who says prophets about something that he never heard at all. Uma Shelo Ne'amarlo. Or something that was said, it may be prophecy, but it wasn't said to him. It was said to a friend, and he maybe heard the nevuah from his friend. But to say now that in his own name that I heard this nevuah, that's also a Navi Sheker. And the halach is Misaso Bidei Adam. He is killed by the Beis Din, and that he's killed with Misas Chenek. As the Pasuk says, in Devarim Yurches, Ach Hanavi Asher Yazid Daver Davar Bishmi Asher Lo Tziv Daver. Someone who quotes me, Hashem says, in my name, something that I never told him. Umeis Hanavi Ahu. So from this we see he's supposed to be killed. And the Gemara says, Asher Lo Yazid Daver Davar Bishmi. That is a reference to someone who says nevuah about something you never heard. And this extra phrase, asher lo tzivi siv ledaber, that implies, oh, asher lo tzivi siv ledaber, I didn't command him to speak, but la'acher tzivi, see, I may have commanded someone else, but quoting something, words of prophecy that were not told to him, but he says it in his own name, what happens? Umei sanavi ahu, what punishment? We assume it's chenek, that's the default, because we don't have any, the Torah doesn't describe any other type of misa, the specific type of misa, and therefore, chenek, astam, misa, amur, b'torah, chenek. Avol says the Mishnah, HaKovesh es Nivuah. So this is, we'll see, this is not the Navi Sheker. Someone who suppresses literally his Nivuah, like Yonah, like the prophet Yonah ben Amittai. He is someone who had Nivuah. He was commanded to share Nivuah in the name of Hashem, but he refused to do so. V'hamevater al divrei HaNavi. Or let's say someone, a Navi told someone to do something. This person refuses to do that which Hashem said in the name of the Navi for this person to do. And this is an example, a reference in Balacham Aleph Perachof, where the Pasuk says, V'ish echad mibnei ha-neviyam amar el re'eu b'dvar Hashem ha-keni na, hit me based on the Dvar Hashem, v'yimayin hosh la'akoso, and the person refused, v'yomer lo yan asher lo shamata b'kol Hashem, yinach olech me'iti v'kicha ha-yeh, and you're going to be hit and going to be killed by the lion. So that's an example of someone who was mevater al divrei ha-navi. So although the Pasuk says about this person, the Pasuk then continues, at least the next person, listen. It says, so at least the next person listened to him. So that's one example of Mevater al Divrei HaNavi. Or V'Navi, the Mishnah continues, She'avar al Divrei Atzmo. Let's say a Navi violated his own words. So this is discussed in Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Gimel, which is, there it refers to Ish Elokim, but the assumption is this is Yedo HaNavi, as discussed in Divrei HaYamim Bei's Perek Tes. And here the Pasuk says the following. He speaks to him, it says, this Navi was told, Lo socha lechem lo tishta shamayim. So this is days of the Yeravam ben Avot. And this Navi was told to go to someone, but don't eat any, go to someone's house, but you shouldn't eat any bread or drink any wine there. Lo toshu lelechas baderech asher halachtaba, and don't go back the way you came. And and this was in the city of Beit El. So where there was a Zakein who came from Beit El, who came to this person, who was told by Hashem not to drink, not to eat bread, not to drink wine, and not to go back the same way. And this Zakein came to him from Beit El and said, Vayemer lo gam ani navi kamocha. I'm also a navi like you. Malach diber elai b'dvar Hashem lemor hashiveyu itchayel beisecho. No, a malach told me that this guy, he thinks you shouldn't be going to someone's house to eat and drink. No, you should bring it to your house. Kicheshla, of course, this was a fabrication. And this Navi, unfortunately, went now to this person's house. You're building us Hashem. I told you not to go to this person to eat and drink. I told you, you went to a place, I told you not to eat bread and drink water. Lo savolniv los chayel kever avosecha. Your corpse will not even return to the kever of your forefathers. So these three people, though, not the Navi Sheker, but Kovesh Nevuah, so suppressing a Nevuah, not sharing a Nevuah, being Mevater on the words of the Navi, or a Navi not violating his own Nevuah, Misaso bidei shamayim. Such a person is killed bidei shamayim, based on the pasuk in Devarim Yudches, v'hayo ish asher lo yishma el devarai, asher yidaber bishmi. The Gemara says this pasuk is a reference or hinting to these three people. Kavoishes nuvuaso mevater al devar anavi and anavi shavale v'yatzmo. And what does it say at the end of that pasuk? The person who is asher lo yishma el devarai, pasuk ends, anochi edrosh mimo, I will investigate, I'll take care of him. And that, of course, is misa bidei shamayim.